Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So most of you should be okay. There's been a little bit of panic because the headline, one of the headlines today, is that your telemedicine access that you had during COVID is going to change. And first of all, nothing stays the same. But what they're talking about with this is when Trump was in office, he had realized that you might have a lot of doctors in New York, a lot of doctors in California, but maybe not a lot of doctors in Iowa. And how the current system is, and it still is if I want to practice in Iowa, I need to have a specific license in Iowa. I can't be a doctor in Nevada and take care of somebody in Iowa. I have to get a separate license, and I do. So I do take care of patients in Iowa, but I had to take a special, I had to get licensed. Now I'm licensed in multiple states because they've started to simplify that. But if you're a doctor and you're in one state, you have to go through the hoops of that particular board. You have to know their statutes. You have to know their requirements, which could differ. One state might be like, look, you know, we want to make sure you're very, very aware of opioids and, you know, you're up to date on things because we have much more of an opioid crisis in this state than another state. So for me, I just do a crap load of CME and I make sure I just, you know, whichever state needs the most, then I satisfy all the requirements. But I'm licensed in multiple states. But one thing that Trump did, which is he allowed reciprocity, where it, during telemedicine especially, there was a shortage of doctors. Or doctors were overwhelmed because it was all hands on deck in the hospital or New York or whatever. I saw New York patients. I saw patients of different states, even though I wasn't licensed in that state. Trump allowed it. It was only supposed to be temporary. And then immediately the state boards are like, okay, let's go back to we only have Nevada doctors or we only have New York doctors. Now, these boards make a lot of money. You know, I've always wondered, I go, if I'm a doctor in America, why can't I just be a doctor in America? Why do I have to only take care of patients? I mean, like, let's say I go out of town and a patient calls me up for an emergency. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm licensed in Nevada. You need this. I'll call it in. But what if my patient travels to New York or they need the prescription transferred to a pharmacy? Now it's starting to get sticky. And I'm like, well, you have to see a provider there. I'm like, why can't the pharmacy, if it's a prescription I prescribed in the pharmacy, why can't the pharmacy tell the New York pharmacy it's there for you? So it starts to get a little tricky with that. So when COVID came about with telemedicine, I could see doctors, I could see patients throughout the United States and states that allowed that reciprocity. Now they're saying the limits are coming back. And they say this may complicate follow-up treatments for some cancer patients. It could also affect other types of care, including mental health therapy and routine doctor check-ins. They say over the past year, 40 states and D.C. have ended emergency declarations that made it easier for doctors to use video visits to see patients in another state. This is according to the Alliance for Connected Care. They advocate for telemedicine use. Some, like Virginia, have created exceptions for people who already have an existing relationship with a physician. Arizona, Florida have made it easier for out-of-state doctors to practice telemedicine. So, I'm licensed in Arizona, but I'm not licensed in Florida, and I don't get to take care of Florida patients. That I'm there's laws. There's a Florida State Board. So they say doctors say the resulting patchwork of regulation creates confusion, has led some practices to shut down out-of-state telemedicine entirely. That leaves follow-up visits, consultations, or other care only to patients who have the means to travel for in-person meetings. Now my question, though, with that is, and I can see how that's a pain, and like I said, I don't think many of you should technically fall under this, because telemedicine was only supposed to be an adjunct. So telemedicine was only supposed to be, look, my doctor can't see me on Friday, so I'm going to see a doctor over the phone, but I still have a doctor. What has happened in the past few years is people are like, I don't need to see my doctor anymore. It's $0 copay. So then they're seeing doctors, and not you. You're always supposed to have an in-person anchor primary care. That never changed. In reality, it has, because people aren't using. They're not going to their doctor. It's cheaper to use telemedicine. Cheaper to have random doctors. But, I mean, if you're getting cancer treatment, it should have always been with a doctor in person who was then maybe checking on you. If you did start cancer treatment remotely or over the telephone, most of the time they still made sure you had somebody in your state to, because you have to get it administered. So I think what we have to be careful on is we have, and again, telemedicine has caused us to increase access and has done things that we never thought we could with medicine. But on the flip side, people have taken it for granted, and they're not even seeing a doctor. And I'm getting patients calling multiple times having major issues, and I'm like, so what did your primary care doctor, what did your gynecologist say when she saw this? And they go, I've only been taken care of over the phone or had virtual visits. And I'm thinking to myself, this person's got cancer. And it scares the hell out of me that people think because I had a telephone call, I satisfied a full comprehensive visit. You didn't. So there might be a few people affected by this, you know, if you don't have a specialist, but states will work with you, it sounds like. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm still catching up. I think I'm one show behind in Rings of Power. The Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones. I didn't see yesterday's because of the game. So yeah, I'm just one behind with the Game of Thrones, the House of the Dragon, the Power, the Rings of Power. I'm just one behind on Succession. I just barely started. So it's gonna take me a while. But with Netflix bragging that the Jeffrey Dahmer monster story is one of their highest downloaded, and I get it. It's October. It's Halloween. People want to be kind of grossed out and scared. And I love the reenactments of history. You know, so if people are like, you know, I knew he was a cannibal, but what was it about? I love that there's this form of entertainment where you could watch it and learn about it. Like I saw the Waco, Texas. I saw the Chernobyl. Those were fantastic. So I'm 1.5 shows in to the Netflix drama series Jeffrey Dahmer. And I've had people reach out telling me to tell people not to see it. That it's, they're trying to justify his behavior and show he's a victim. I'm not there yet, so I'd like to see it first, you know, so I can make my own opinion. But I got to tell you, it is kind of hard to watch from a if I could just say quickly, from a movie standpoint, from a creativity standpoint. The actors are fantastic. Is it Evan Peters, the guy that played Quicksilver in X-Men, the newer Quicksilver? He's a fantastic actor. The dad from Step Brothers is in it. There's a lot of good actors. There's the landlord. She's fantastic. So there's a lot of, you know, good actors. I thought episode one was kind of slow. And it didn't have the same catch as like the O.J. Simpson show did and Waco. And it was kind of slow. And I watched it. And I didn't mind about the body parts and all that because I knew that was coming. But it took a long time. But I understood what they were trying to establish. So, you know, is it going to be as good a series as like House of the Dragon? Probably not. Okay. Don't expect Game of Thrones sort of levels of entertainment with this. But I'm at the point now where they're going back into his childhood, which to me as a doctor I think is fascinating. I want to know what the hell could a child have, a person who was a cannibal and killed multiple innocent victims, what were they like as a child? And I am a little surprised that the child seems to be nice, seems to be smart, inquisitive. But they're and again, I just haven't gotten into the series yet, so I'm now at the point where he's starting to really like digging into dead animals, and he's into roadkill, and he's into. I'm a little nervous about that. I understand there's a lot of criticism about the show. I'm just a little nervous about, I don't want the flip side happening, where if you have a child that sees a dead bird and wants to pick it up, wants to bury it, wants to see the insides, I don't want people thinking that kid's going to be a Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, a lot of you know, children... You will be like, ooh, gross. Oh, my God, I'm scared. Ooh, gross. But other kids are going to be like, I want to know what it looks like inside. I'm curious. Now, I, as a kid, was interested. I might cry that there was a little bird that died or a little bunny that died. But if somebody said, you want to see what the insides look like, I love science. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a peek. Yeah. What does a rabbit heart look like? You know, what happened to the skull? Why did this bunny rabbit die? So if somebody interested in the sciences and the why of things, that doesn't mean they're going to turn into a Jeffrey Dahmer. You become obsessed with it. You're the one killing the animals in order to cut them open. Then as a kid, that's going to draw some red flags. So I do want them to be very, very careful about, you know, making a child that, you know, got bullied, was, you know, was interested in animals and their anatomy, because I think there are still a lot of kids out there like that. Apparently, there's a lot of criticism that the mother was, I think, into medications or drugs. The parents were fighting. It wasn't a happy marriage, a happy home. Well, I think that's in a lot of these, you know, people who were criminals. What was their upbringing? A lot of these kids might have been abused. A lot of these kids might have done drugs themselves. But people think that what Netflix is trying to do, and again, I can't say this because I'm only 1.5 episodes in, but people are wondering if the newest movement in Hollywood is to victimize criminals. And we're being told that some victims' families are having trouble watching this. They don't want to see a glorification of the protagonist, which is kind of an antagonist, if you look at it. They don't want to see, you know, okay, now that's why. Okay, anybody who would try to trick somebody to come into their apartment, try to drug them, kill them. I don't know if he had sex with them before or not. I have to double check the story, but I think he did seek out homosexual men, and I think he did maybe find it sexually gratifying. I don't know. And then dismember them and then want to eat them is messed up in the head. And we have to be very, very careful with Hollywood these days, because Hollywood has been credited with coming up with some amazing, like Crown. I know Crown gets a lot of criticism for, okay, that wasn't true. That's not really what happened with Lady Diana. And, you know, but I really credit Hollywood for taking something in history and it getting it into our living room. So we're like, okay, so that's what Queen Elizabeth is about. I didn't know anything about Queen Elizabeth until The Crown. I'm like, okay, she really didn't want to be queen, but her dad died, and all of a sudden she's here, and they wouldn't let her sister Margaret do it, so now she, you know, that was interesting. That was interesting. You know, same thing with the O.J. Simpson trial. I learned so much. Even though I was alive and around during it, I was in medical school. I was too busy to understand. It really broke things down. But these are not documentaries. This is fictional history, or this is a fictionalization or a dramatization of history. And that allows a lot of room for interpretation. So depending on who is making the story, if they want to make Dahmer look like the biggest psycho out there and who craved eating people and tried to go into the head that way, they could make a movie or they could make a series like that. If they want to go, you know, we could teach people about society and we could accent the normal parts of his life and show where things went bad, then that's another avenue. But people need to know that this is not a documentary. This, and even history we've learned can be told in a biased way. And so I'm not ready to criticize it yet because I haven't gotten that far. Again, it's not, I don't think it's going to have the same entertainment, you know, it's going to be some heavy, heavy stuff. And it's going to be sick. And knowing that he did what he did, it is disturbing. It is disturbing to think that somebody among you could do this, and somebody you might have lived among in Wisconsin and Miami and all the places he lived, you know, could have been. Trust me, I still, the hair on the back of my neck, and I still get goosebumps knowing that I was face-to-face with a 9/11 terrorist when they were here weeks before they went to New York. That scares the living daylight out of me, that you are among murderers or traffickers or you know, but the reality is, and we need to understand that we are among people who are very, very sick. Look at what happened in Las Vegas with the Las Vegas stabbing. You had somebody who was here illegally, criminal record in California, able to go right up to a very popular, you know, fancy part of the strip and start stabbing people to get his anger out. You know, did he have schizophrenia? Did he suffer from some psychosis? He had delusions, obviously. And I think that's what people are struggling with either this Jeffrey Dahmer story. But if the show gets political, and I think they're trying to use it to make a political point, I'll tell you guys. Just give me a little while, because it's going to take a while to get through this one. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. The attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
The war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Madry Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the war has escalated between Russia and Ukraine, and we knew this would happen. And it's, I just wonder if the UN needs to maybe do their job. I just think, you know, if this does end up going into a nuclear war, I'd really like to know why we spent billions upon billions of dollars to help set up and help fund the UN when the whole purpose of the UN was to not let mass genocide happen again, as we saw with World War II. So Russia took revenge and avenged the Crimea bridge bombing. And they have unleashed a bunch of missiles across Ukraine. You know, sadly, we knew this was coming, and Zelensky knew this was coming. And Dmitry Medvedev, the former Russian president, said that Ukraine poses a, quote, constant, direct, and clear threat, and that the Kremlin should aim to completely dismantle the political regime of Ukraine, which he described as Nazi. Now, I'm surprised that the Ukrainian regime is described as Nazi, especially since it's run by Zelensky, who's Jewish. But apparently, Putin let rip 83 missiles at what he claimed were military, energy, and communications networks in Ukraine. I believe 11 died, many, many more wounded, and it hit power plants and busy civilian areas in major cities. Now, this was Russia's largest single barrage since the opening day of the war. Belarus dictator Alexander Lukashenko appeared to be also laying the groundwork to join the war. He announced Russian units would combine with his own and deploy to the Ukrainian border. He accuses Kyiv of planning to attack with help from allies of Poland and Lithuania. Now, am I naive? Has Ukraine gone into Russia? Has Ukraine gone into Belarus? Or has most of this been defense? Well, somebody could say, well, it was the bridge to Crimea. That they destroyed that, but that is, again, for defense. They didn't go into Russian territory. The problem is if Russia is now calling all those territories in Ukraine there, they're going to say Ukraine invaded Russia. So it's such passive-aggressive, manipulative BS. It blows my mind. Polish Interior Minister Maciek Wazik said his government is now inspecting its bomb shelters to make sure they are fit for purpose. I would have done that 8 months ago. I'm surprised they're doing it now. I think, by the way, we all should be checking our bomb shelters. I'm surprised it's only happening now. He insisted the move was routine and not in response to Russia's bombardment. Warsaw is preparing for the darkest scenarios, even if there is only a small probability that it will occur. But this is a district of, you see cars, you see people, you see, and they struck and bombarded multiple areas. Now, Putin is blaming Ukraine for the attack on the Crimean Bridge. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility for it, but Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused them, their special services, of the attack. He said Monday strikes were in response to the attack. The Ukrainian intelligence said the strikes were planned early last week. Now, China and India, according to CNN, are asking for de-escalation. So it's interesting that China is even kind of stepping in and saying, you know, whoa, whoa, whoa. China expressed hope that the situation in Ukraine will de-escalate soon. India has said it's deeply concerned by the escalation of the conflict and said that escalation of hostilities is of no one's interest. He urged an immediate cessation of hostilities and return to the path of dialogue. So Monday strikes come on the heels of other recent attacks. Last week, Russia had intensified missile attacks on residential buildings in Zaporizhia over the past week. And remember, Zaporizhia holds the nuclear power plant, one of the biggest in Europe. With at least 43 civilians dead in the past week, 14 on Saturday alone, there was a huge explosion that occurred, damaging the only bridge connecting annexed Crimea to the Russian mainland, causing parts of the structure to collapse. Now, three people were killed in that. So as the world kind of watches, people are, you know, saying they're horrified by this. We need to support Ukraine. We have been supporting Ukraine. Russia's escalating it. Do we need to do something more? Should the UN be, you know, getting a little bit more involved? I'm kind of looking at this as, I thought the whole purpose was the second we saw somebody try to do any sort of Hitler playbook, we would say, we're going to immediately try to broker some peace talks, no genocide, no camps, no taking people off to camps, none of the stuff. No. And you know, here we are now 8 months into it, and we're being told that nuclear war can be a possibility. Okay, so who is the world police? Who comes in and, you know, because we can't have somebody who feels like annexing a country that left the Soviet Union decide to come in and start threatening nuclear capabilities. Then, I mean, anybody can. China can do that. North Korea can do that. The Finnish president said Putin is not capable of accepting defeat in Ukraine. He said he's incapable of doing it. He said, I have said that I found it very difficult to see that President Putin could acknowledge any kind of defeat. Is he capable of that? He said he thinks he's not. So any sort of negotiation has to look like Putin won. Because if he looks like he was defeated, then he's out. So nuclear threats is one of his ways to scare or to not look like he got defeated. The U.S. Army Secretary says the Russian attacks targeting civilians are horrific. This is exactly what the U.N. is supposed to jump in and prevent. U.S. Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth called recent attacks from Russia forces on civilians in Ukraine horrific. She says it is horrific that Russia is directly targeting civilians and critical infrastructure for civilians. This is what, unfortunately, though, President Putin has been doing for some time in terms since the invasion of Ukraine. So what does the world do about it? Europe, according to the EU Parliament, said they should do more in providing military assistance to Ukraine. Everybody wants to stop short of getting involved, and I get that. I don't want boots on the ground. I don't want to lose American soldiers in this war. But there has to be, if we're going to get drawn in anyway, then maybe there's another way where we could get involved. Right now we are supplying Ukraine, and they're doing a fantastic job repelling Putin. But it has escalated, and I don't think this is getting better. I think it's getting worse. So not Ukraine's fault. It's just we're having one country try to hold off a maniac. Biden does condemn Putin's strikes. He says U.S. and allies will continue to impose costs on Russia. Secretary of State Blinken reiterated his support for Ukraine in a call to foreign minister. They say fresh drone attacks hit southern Ukraine, I believe, today. So we're getting more information in, but this is something where, again, this is where the UN needs to get involved. That's exactly where they were set up, why they were established. Now, the UN Secretary General has spoken. They say they are deeply shocked. Okay, that's nice. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply shocked following Russia's missile strikes on Ukraine. Okay, and they say this constitutes another unacceptable escalation of the war. As always, civilians are paying the highest price. Guterres spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They specified, somebody needs to do something. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember about a week or two ago, there was some backlash that some of these institutions who were doing transgender surgeries on kids were touting how financially lucrative it is. And I had only seen a little bit of the clip, where it was a female speaking, saying, you know, and these bring in revenue. I don't know what the exact quote was. And she was being matter of fact, but it was almost like it was put in there to convince people that, look, this is a good thing for the hospital. Anytime you're in medicine, and you have a clinic, you have a hospital, you have a medical center, you have an institution, it's about the patients. It's what's good for the patients. You don't make a decision necessarily as serious as this based on what's financially good for the hospital. I get you need to stay afloat. You need to pay bills. There's some insurances that don't pay. So there's some facilities that say we can't take this insurance. But to do a procedure because of money it brings in, that starts to now question ethics. So we're being told that Vanderbilt University Medical Center's transgender clinic in Nashville has temporarily suspended their gender transition surgeries on kids after this wave of backlash. On Friday, Republican Tennessee State Representative Jason Zachary posted the hospital's letter responding to the State House's GOP's demand to discontinue those operations. They said, "We are pausing gender affirmation surgeries on patients under 18 pending a review of new treatment guidelines published by the Rural Professional Association of Transgender Health." That's according to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Chief Health Systems System Operator, Dr. C. Wright Pinson. The review, quote, may take several months. Zachary had asked the hospital to permanently end the sex change surgeries for children. His colleagues, Republican Tennessee State Representatives William Lamberth and Jack Johnson, had similarly proposed legislation within the same goal, and this is in Tennessee. The medical center clarified that since its inception, it has performed an average of 5 gender-affirming surgical procedures a year, none of which have been genital, and all have received parental consent. The patients it did facilitate were mastectomies, where they removed a young girl's breasts. Now, a report from Daily Wire on the Vanderbilt Transgender Clinic indicated that top surgery is a lucrative operation, with as much as $40,000 to be made from a double mastectomy. While the hospital implies it has not yet administered a phalloplasty or vaginoplasty, which is adding a penis or changing the genitalia to make a vagina, it is evident from its website, according to the National Review, that it had offered urological surgeries before the pause. So multiple Republican states have introduced or passed bills to ban child gender transition medical interventions. This is going to be controversial. And again, the controversy, some of you are like, oh, how is this even a topic? How are we you know, dealing with this controversy now? Well, it's because 20, 30 years ago, when somebody wanted to transition, it was more difficult when they were full of chest hair. When they looked like Tom Selleck, it was a lot harder to make somebody, you know, that was tall and hairy and, you know, robust and muscularly turn them into a, you know, 5'2" female. And so doctors said, well, if this is the goal, and again, with science, and I'm not justifying this be done, but in science, you're always looking at, okay, is there a better way to do something? Rather than taking an adult and trying to, you know, remove the penis and all that, is there a way to, and in fact, they're looking at this, is there a way to even intra-womb prevent the penis from growing? Prevent that and switch it. So that, but, you know, you're like, okay, a fetus doesn't know. Well, not according to this one hospital. There was a I think Dr. Kerry McGregor had said that the gender identity is known in the womb. There was a video that's now been taken down. And she said in the video that some children express their gender identity as soon as they could talk. They may say phrases like, I'm a girl or I'm a boy. I said I was a boy when I was little. I thought I was a boy. I thought I was going to be like my dad. My chest was flat. I liked peeing standing up. I had no idea what a penis or vagina was. So I thought I was a boy. And my mom and sister said, no, you're going to be a girl. I'm like, oh, I'd rather be like daddy. That was when I was little. Doesn't mean I wanted transgender surgery. I love the fact that I'm a woman. But I, as a kid, I thought it'd be cooler to be a boy. A lot of girls do. I hated wearing the skirts. I hated the Barbies. I hated the Betty Crocker. I wanted the big wheels. I wanted to play with what the boys were playing. I wasn't a tomboy, just I thought that was more fun. Same thing. I'd rather watch football. I'd rather do what the guys are doing than the girls, a lot of times. Doesn't mean I'm not a woman. I'm still a woman. So She's a psychologist. She says kids know very early. We see a variety of young children all the way down to ages 2 or 3 and usually up to ages of 9. Okay, but I just don't want to say that that's in the womb. Okay, Boston's Children does a lot of great work, and they might have a point that some transgender kids, it's very, very obvious when they're younger. But, you know, you're making, you know, we're going to be making decisions on gender-affirming care. That's pretty committing. And so here we are with this controversy of, do we intervene before they get the hairy chest? Do we intervene before they get a prominent Adam's apple? Because when you do transgender surgery, it's a multiple. I mean, it's a very, very expensive. And I'm not saying we do anything to kids. I am not a fan of doing anything to children because I don't know if children really want that. I don't know if they're able to make an educated decision on what they want from their fertility or what they want in terms of their their body parts. But in medicine, some experts are looking at you can minimize a lot of the surgeries, the Adam's apple removal, the hip changing, the penis, the vaginoplasty, all this stuff, if you minimize the hormone surge during puberty. The problem is that takes you getting involved pre-puberty. That child's young. And what we really need to hear more from is the regret, the transgender regret. And there are people trying to speak out. They don't get a big voice. But those who say, you know what, I really did want to have kids. I don't think I wanted my breasts removed. I think I want breasts. You know, they're also making an assumption that somebody who's transgender may be homosexual. They might not be. They might still be heterosexual. Transgender and homosexuality and heterosexuality are completely different things. There are some men that might want breasts. There are some men that might still want their penis. And you are assuming that there is one type of transgender, and that is how all kids are going to want to be. You can't do that. You can't make that decision. So, I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's not that simple. And I thought we're not really using male-female anymore. So you could have somebody that isn't necessarily a boy or a girl. So does it mean they have to have the surgery? If they identify as a male or female, they could have breasts or not. Do we now even have to do surgery if we're not even using the terms male or female? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.